Hello, Slut. Did you miss me? I would tell you I missed you, but it would be kind of a lie, because I was off having lots and lots of fun at a kinky summer camp. But I just know you want to hear about my time there, don't you? Because you're a dirty little slut, and you want to picture yourself in each and every position I put so many other people in over the weekend. You're allowed. It's okay. You can allow yourself to just drop down and picture yourself as my oh-so-willing victim. I had so much fun. Wednesday. Oh, Wednesday was the best. I got there and got to check out this giant dungeon. So very, very big. A giant barn filled with all of the dungeon furniture you could possibly imagine. There were St. Andrew's crosses, probably like 7 or 8. There was every style of spanking bench. Massage tables for medical play. Oh my God, it was beautiful. There was a giant cage in the middle with padding in it so people could wrestle. And then, of course, tons of suspension rigs so that people could just be tied up in all sorts of really cool positions and swung around. I love the energy of it. I love playing with people. Love playing with slaves and sluts while there's this energy in the room all around me. It just allows me to go longer, go harder, become more creative, knowing someone's watching. Watching what I do to you. My first scene of the weekend, of the week, was tying a dirty little slut down on a spanking bench. And then I laid in front of his eyes about 10 different implements I was going to hit him with. And there were lovely leather paddles, wooden paddles, plastic paddles, belts. My little bitch slapper, which is a pretty pink hand that says the bitch slapper on it. Of course, it's, you know, we're slapping bitches. So I let him look at all of these lovely little toys. And then I took the blindfold and I shoved it over his head. Cutting out all the light, cutting out all of his sight. And then I picked up the first paddle. I didn't pick them out in order. I picked one from the middle and I started rubbing it slowly over his body so he could get a nice sensation. And then I moved my head and my lips right next to his ear. I leaned in and I whispered to him, "You're gonna have to guess which paddle this is. First, I'm gonna start nice. I'm gonna give you some soft smacks, about 10 soft smacks. I'll give you 5 medium smacks, and then I'm gonna give you 1 really hard smack. And then I'm gonna come back up here. And you little slut, let's see how good you are. Let's see if you can guess exactly which paddle it is I'm using on you." And then I moved back, rubbing the paddle slowly, the edge of it against his skin, making little goosebumps pop up as I pulled it back. I like to hold the paddle right against the ass cheek, just pressing in for a minute before I pull it back. Letting them have that little moment of nothing touching them that comes right before pain. I think it helps a lot with getting them into the proper slave mindset. And then I smacked him lightly, not too hard, again and again and again, 10 times. And then I started hitting harder, 5 times. By now, his ass is starting to glow a little tiny bit. Not that much. A little red blush to it. And I draw it back, nice and hard, and smack. Really hard. And then I move up, rubbing the paddle against his skin as I move right back up to the ear. "Which paddle is it, baby? Can you guess?" He got it right. And so I moved on to the next paddle, and the next belt, and the next. And then finally in the middle, he got one wrong. and I come up and I say, naughty, naughty boy. We'll have to try again, much harder. Training your slaves is important, and I'm a big proponent of that. So I took that paddle back, and I hit him hard with it 10 times. Him crying and wiggling under every single hit. And then I drag it back slowly against his flushed skin until I'm back at the ear, whispering, can you guess what paddle it is, baby? He got it wrong again. I grab him by the hair and I whisper very harshly, then I guess we're gonna have to hurt you some more until you get it right. And then I just wail on him with it, just hitting harder and harder, getting into the swing of it. Eventually I restrain myself. I come back, and not so nicely, because sometimes it's just fun to be mean, to send a spike of fear through the people I'm playing with. Can you figure it out yet, slut? And this time he got it right. So we moved on. Back to low strokes, medium strokes, and going all through the rest of the paddles and belts. It was really quite fun. And then you untie him and give the after cuddle. And that's the first scene of the weekend. It was so much fun.